as I understand it, he's appealing against the conviction, which is the finding of guilt. Things have to move very quickly. There is very strict time periods to launch an appeal. It's more complicated than meets the eye, because it's not just a question of plonking himself in front of a three-man court of appeal tribunal. They have to get permission from a single judge or from the court of appeal to present an appeal. And that process has just begun. So it doesn't necessarily mean that there will be an appeal hearing, but clearly his legal team feel that there are grounds. Those could be on the basis that perhaps some evidence that was available wasn't adduced during the trial, or it sounds as if something went wrong at trial. Maybe the judge misdirected the jury. Some people may question why Clayton McDonald was found not guilty for almost the same incident, and Chad Evans was found guilty. So there may have been some procedural errors during the judge's summing up or during the actual trial itself.
So it needs to be something like that. You can't appeal just because you don't like the decision.
No. There's got to be grounds of appeal. Otherwise, I think the courts would just be flooded with appeals almost every time somebody's convicted. So something would have had to have gone wrong at trial, or some new evidence has come to light in order to launch the Court of Appeal appeal itself. So it is a long process. It's complicated. It will obviously, no doubt, be taking quite a lot of the lawyer's time, but clearly they're fighting hard for their client, and they believe that there are grounds to challenge this decision.
What happens to Evans whilst this goes on? Will he be granted bail?
Well, good question. At the moment, obviously, he's in custody at the moment, and there may well be an application. If he gets permission to appeal, in other words, he gets through the first sort of hurdle, then I suspect his legal team will be asking for bail pending appeal. But at the moment, I think he has to stay in jail, and he'll be hoping that his legal team start to produce some good results for him.
And what are the risks to the appellant? What if the appeal fails?
Well, I don't think there is any risk. I mean, to a certain extent, I mean, other than perhaps legal costs, and these legal costs can be expensive, but I think given the fact of the kind of implications, we're talking the five-year sentence here, I think, he will take the approach, and obviously based on his earnings as a footballer, he will be able to afford an appeal. But if he loses the appeal process, then he would have wasted obviously some legal costs. But I think certainly, given the gravity of the 5 years, he will see it as